This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and post-inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegation, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of a law enforcement agency, a public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Vivian's decision for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegation, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Vivian's decisions for the second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the decision for the third time? Hearing none, anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. The first thing that I have on the agenda is we're going to talk a little bit more about the updates on the LRO, but I want to actually share with you guys. So I'm going to screen share right now. You guys see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to play this from Anna, if you can see Anna on there. It may be hard to hear her or not. I turned my volume all the way up, and it is all the way up on here, so we hope we can hear her. She's talking about the LRO.
The total state
Well, I will tell you this. I know that you know who Joey Novak is. He was a criminal marshal for a long time before he decided he wanted to focus on local. And he's been developing an LRO. So it's probably a couple more months before it'll be launched and ready, but it's exciting. He's been working on it, and it's going to be really, really nice. So.
If you get interested in money, then, just like what Lisa out of Ohio has done, the pilot things that you can do and the programs that you get going can be used to help educate and help other states. This is a positive effort. And there's nothing, the Federation is not standing in anyone's way, right? We're just trying to do our own work and trying to keep everybody together and focus on developing their part of each state. And when they come to it, all the states are fully functional and funded and everybody is doing their work and taking their part of self-government seriously, that is going to be a way. If I'm still alive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on here. Let me.
For everybody, let's get all the coordinators and wouldn't be coordinators and, train these on this one subject of the LRO. The LRO was developed as
and a. Incredibly muffled.
What now?
We realized that all
I can barely
it's
hear
not
her.
Clear.
Not
it's
clear.
Not
clear at all.
Okay. She was hard to hear even on the coordinator call when we're listening to it. Basically, what she's saying is that all of the states need to get together and start building their own LROs and get them up and functional because the Federation, when they built the LRO that we're using today, was a training thing and an interim thing for all of us to have an LRO to record people. And basically, she's basically telling all the states that they need to get all of their software and their LROs and all that up and running, and eventually then move all your data from there to your state. What I'll do is I'll put this video in the link when I send out the after meeting agenda thing or the meeting minutes so that you guys can watch it individually. It is interesting to watch. You really do need to watch it. And through that meeting at that time when we were doing that, she actually made a pretty good funny for me. And I would like to play that too. I don't know if you guys can hear it either.
Oh, by the way, I didn't vote your name for talking to Gerald this week. He was getting back up on the seat and beginning to feel a little bit feisty and I said, fuck
him. Oh, that was her funny to me. She makes jokes to me off and on, but she was just trying to do it funny. I thought you guys would enjoy it. I'll also put that in the link so you guys can watch it. It is funny. But anyway, we're going to go on to what I really wanted to talk about here. This is the LRO that you see that I've been creating. It's getting pretty much done. On the last time, this is the e-verify part, which I showed you guys a little bit about that. There may be people on here that hasn't seen it. Basically, it shows up the people that are recorded on here right now. And you can actually click on the people, and it shows you your information. And then you can also click on their documents, and it will actually show you their documents. Okay? So that's the e-verify, so you can verify somebody that's been published in this LRO. This is the Nevada LRO that I'm creating, and it's getting real close. The same thing is if you go to the member one, you'll come in where you have to log in. Oops. Beat in the password wrong. There you go. But once you get logged in, this is your member area, which shows your information of who you are, your member information. If you log on in yourself, a lot of this stuff will be able to be edited by you or the recording secretary. They have another place, and I'm going to show you what that is in a minute. This is your contact information. And again, this goes to your documents. These are all the documents that are published for me. If you put them on here, you don't want them, you can delete them. As a user, not the person on e-verify or any of those. And if you have any private property stuff you want to put on, any kind of incident reports will show up here. And the private stuff is just private stuff of your own. Could be like baby deeds or all that kind of stuff. And this is the stuff that you'd like to participate in the assembly. And you'll also to verify your data. That's what the validate here is, that you look through the stuff here before any kind of credential cards are made or anything. You can read through this thing, make sure it's good. And if it's good, down here at the bottom where there's this little checkbox, you can check that you verify and it's correct. That's on that part. And then the official part, this is where the recording secretaries would go in. And basically they could pick, again, a set of people. This lists them, all the people on the LRO, by whatever search criteria that they pick. And you could see those, the list of the people that right now from what I search for, right? And you can, there's this edit button over here so they can edit, the recording secretary can edit you. So they click on that edit and it brings it to the same kind of a document. But when they click on members, you'll notice that this stuff right here is, they can change it. Okay? So they can update your information. It actually has, you know, they can put your picture, your thumbprint and your signature on here and basically verify stuff. The next part of it here that they can edit and put in is your contact stuff. Again, all these fields are editable. And this one here is a marriage. So like if you have a marriage certificate, you want a marriage certificate, you get them all the stuff for your marriage, they put it in here and it will print out a marriage certificate. The second one is your baby deeds, which are these two ones are not in any of the LROs now. This is all new that I put in here. I have two kids. You'll notice this is my first son and then my daughter. Oops, that one got screwed up. And, you know, basically you can have as many kids as you want in your, as you know, as baby deeds that you want to do. And then you get into this part of it here is where they put in your documents. So they create a deal. If you'll notice down here, there's a little plus thing. If it's not listed in here, they can add it and then key in a new document for that page. You know, these are notices that you did, same thing. They can add more notices or whatever for you and upload those. This is the part where it's going to be your land deeds and that kind of stuff will be in here. Your private property stuff and incident. So again, that's more stuff that they can add, and you can see the save button where they can save it. This is basically how far I've got on it, which is almost completed. I'm probably like 80% done. I'm looking at the end of this month that we'll roll this out. When we do that, you'll see this button that's highlighted here. We will ask you to go create an account, and basically the edit part, like I showed you, you would click on here, put in your email, a username you want to use, and a password. It will email you a verification. Once that's verified, then you can key in all your information. Once that information is keyed in, then the recording secretaries can take whatever documents they have for you and upload them on here. I went through this really fast because I just want you guys to kind of see where I'm at, you know, where we're going on it. Do we have any questions or anything that you want to ask me about this right now?
Looks good.
Great job, Rocky. I love it.
Rocky?
Yes.
Question. Who has access to the LRO or to our information?
The what I got highlighted now, which is the verify, anybody in the world could actually click on that and verify your information. Okay. The member login, which is what I got highlighted now, is only the member. When you log in, you're only getting your information. So nobody else could see it but you. Okay? When we go to the officials, that is the recording secretaries, and they can see everything. Everybody's documents, they're the ones that put them up there. So they're the ones that can do all that. As far as the creating one, which is highlighted now, is when you create your account on here. Once you get your created one, then you'd use the member login to update your stuff.
Perfect. Can you click on the verify member credentials one more time, the e-verify, please?
This gives you, you know, information about where you're going. And if you should be doing this, this part here is where you're going to search. So like if I just put my last name, yeah, and I see submit, it's only going to show me, right? If I go back and I'm looking for anybody that's got an R in their name, okay? This lists everybody that's got an R in their name.
And that's all it shows, just a picture and the name and all that, that's it?
Right here, if I click on one of these, like I'll click on mine, and it shows me now that I've been verified, shows my picture, you know, my name, whatever, who I am, my recording number, right? And then these are all of my documents. So what the E-Verify is for is really for like the Leos, you know, for the de facto government or anybody who wants to verify that you are who you are. Okay? So anybody that can get to this, they can click on one of your documents. They can physically see your document like this, which is the same in the other LRL. If they want to, they can click on go to your record. So it's going to go to my records, but it's only the parts of that record they're allowed to see, okay, which is who I am, to verify who I am, my member information, right? I got to fix this, not showing the picture in the thumbprints. And in your contact information, you'll notice like your phone number, email, certain things are, you know, not showing because they're private and they're not supposed to be showed here. Okay. So we don't want the public to know our phone numbers, our address, you know, our emails. You know, if they want to contact us, they'll figure out a way, but it's not through here.
Okay, perfect. I'll send you an email about something that I'm thinking about, but I'll just send you an email.
And then this part is your documents, like I seen on the other one. They can look through all your documents. These are the ones. The deal is what we need to do is once I get this up on the live date website, it's going to be up there soon. Once I get it to where I get to a point where I think it's ready. And then I need people to go through it and let's discuss what information that we really want to share to people, like, you know, like this E-Verify part, or what is it that we want, we don't, you know, like what we don't want to share, what we do want to share, if the screens need to look different, whatever. You know, it's like, you know, what I have here has took me a little over 3 weeks to make. So that's why I'm saying I'm pretty sure within the next, by the end of this month, so I, you know, 30 days or 20 days, whatever, I should have it completed and ready for us to start playing with it.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much Nikki had some questions, so thank you for showing us.
Okay. Somebody wrote in the chat, can we look into QR codes to the Verify homepage or record of a new credential? There is going to be, because like if we do credential cards, whatever, we are actually going to have a QR code that will link your account, the E-Verify account part, to your credential cards. I am looking at purchasing a credential card printer and everything to tie into this. Also, if you, like once a member or somebody creates their account, they go into the create a member account, which is highlighted, and it verifies them, and they put in all their information. At that point, what's going to happen is once you contact the recording secretary, they will be able to generate your documents from that information. And it's going to make it go a lot faster and be a whole lot cheaper to actually get people recorded because, you know, when it generates all the documents, the recording secretaries don't have to sit and hand fill them out, or you don't have to do it yourself, you know. And we haven't discussed if there's going to be a fee. Right now, I'm doing it for free. I've donated all my time. You know, I am a software developer, so I've wrote all this myself. I did have some help with Mark Kincaid. He's helped me with a lot of stuff on the website and that kind of stuff. So I do have a little bit of help, but I'm doing most of it. You know, 90% of it's from me. I don't know. Anybody have any more questions? Is everybody good with what they see so far?
Yes, it looks great. Thank you.
Looks good.
Yeah, it's basically that video. I'll give you a link to it, whatever. Anna's been talking to me and a few of the other coordinators and whatever, and now she's starting to bring it out on a lot of the calls that that each state needs to actually get their LRO up and running, and also their software for their courts and that kind of stuff. If there's no other questions or anything on this one, I'll move on. Okay. The next topic is about the stand-up training. Every Wednesday they're doing a training on the stand-up. I don't know, tomorrow you want to say anything about the last training and some of the stuff you ran into?
Yeah, there's a couple of states that are already getting paperwork through the stand-up program. So I've worked with them a couple of days ago, and there was a few little things that we're working on correcting. So we already in email communication with Karen and Angie and the other states. So we're going to go over it one more time. I'm going to go over with it with our recording meeting tomorrow with Aaron and come up with the ending template, and then we'll correct it again in the stand-up. But it's really easy. The main thing is that when the recording secretaries get the information from the person who's putting all the information in, we have to have communication, obviously, call them and make sure that everything is filled out correctly, like your last names, your middle names, full address. So as recording secretary, we still have to have communication with the new ASN. But that's one thing that we found out, like there has to be communication, also telling them like about the passport pictures and all that stuff. So it looks great. It's very easy, very friendly to use. It's just a little, you know, things we have to correct, and then it'd be perfect, I think.
Thank you, Tamara. Does anybody have any questions about the stand-up stuff or want to say anything? Yeah, stand-up is a Clark County recording right now, only as far as I understand. It could be full state, too. But it is another avenue of getting people recorded right now until we can get ours. So it's either you're going to go through the current LRO through the Federation or Stand Up or GFG. You can go through the bank and get recorded there, which is just as good. And then once the Nevada Assembly Recording Office, you know, gets up and running, then we'll be able to do it there. Aaron's going to is the lead on that for the state and getting recording secretaries for the state and training them. Once I get this all done, I'll do a full training with Aaron and whoever else wants to set into that at the time when we do it. It most likely would be at Aaron's house. We'll go through a full training on him so he can train everybody else. Okay, we're good on that one, or do you got any more questions? Okay, the next thing I want to run into is I got another, let's see if I can find it here. Was it up here? Okay. The next thing we're going to be talking about is the banking stuff and whatever. This is a video that was put out a couple days ago, whatever, from Needy and Anna, whatever, about the banking stuff. And everybody keeps asking me questions about it, whatever. So I'm trying to get you as much information I can get. And I want you guys to listen to this so you can get it straight from, you know, Anna on what she says about the banking. You know, because all of us, we all want information, even me. And I try to get as much as I can. So if you guys are ready, I'm hoping that you will be able to hear it. My mic's all the way up. Let me know if you can hear it or not when I start it.
So Maureen Street says, the vault is closing. Does that mean prepaid credit and prosperity cards are coming? Our assembly needs funds to push forward our work, and I'd love to help my family and community. Any updates?
Well, the ball closing does indicate that something else is coming, and yes, that is what it means. It means that the system is going live and kicking in. Now, a lot of people somehow thought that I said that it was closing on August 1st. No. That wasn't my intention. I'm just letting everybody know that the opportunity is passing you by, and if you don't do it before the Federal Reserve note is dead, and there's a final accounting on the Federal Reserve note, you won't be able to go back, you know, a year from now or 2 years from now and put money in the vault and think that you're going to get a one-to-one exchange rate, because that exchange rate will die with the Federal Reserve note.
Yeah.
And once the Federal Reserve note is outlawed, which is a it's an absolute necessity, okay, once that happens, not only will Federal Reserve notes be worthless in the marketplace, but you won't be able to exchange them for anything. And this is the only show in town that will guarantee you to make up your loss, the loss of the value of your currency from 1913 to 1925, or 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the only thing I know of anywhere that any government has done for average people to help them recoup that loss in buying power, which was caused by the constant inflation of the Federal Reserve note pegged against the U.S. silver dollar in all those years.
So I'll just say I heard your discussion about the vault the other day, and I reached out to GFG because I want to make another transaction through my trust account, and I'm coordinating with them. And because I was concerned, I said, do I need to get this money wired over? Yesterday was when I was talking to them, and they said, no, we'll let you know. It's still open. And so I'm coordinating with them now. But it's the exact reason why you just said, I know this thing is going to go away. I know this, that it needs to go away. It has to go away. I know that. And I also know this is the most extraordinary thing that like you said, that it's a no-brainer. If I'm not telling people to take everything they have and do it. I'm not saying that at all. That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have some that you could do without, it's a no-brainer for me. So.
Right. And, you know, people ask me if I have any money in the vault. No, I don't have any money in the vault because I have no money.
You put all your money into what you're doing.
Right. I've been investing in pushing the rock up the hill ever since 1998.
Well, I would argue that's worth far, far, far more than the return, than the exchange I'm going to get, because your return on that for all of this is immeasurable. So
yeah.
that was absolutely the right thing to do.
Yeah. Hey, we're all doing that with you, Anna, okay?
Yeah.
We're doing it with you because you're not alone. And actually, we're very happy to have this purpose. You know, the biggest gift is out there. There's so many young people right now who think that they're supposed to have some other purpose, or they don't have a purpose, or this world is dumb because they don't know what the purpose is. And you've made it real plain and clear, the truth of the purpose. And I mean, I think that it takes some people a lot longer to really be able to get it because they can't unlearn fast enough, like, you know, the lies. But I know even with just the aspect of just the food part, you know, like it took so many people 5, 10 years, and then they go, oh, my God, hey, Niti, did you know that raw milk is good for you? And I'm like, yeah, I've only been saying that for 10 years, 15, 20 years. You know, every time, and it's so funny, I was like, remember I told you that like 15 years ago? But like, oh, welcome, you know? And like, you hear it every single week for the last 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and you just realized it. So, you know, I mean, look, everybody's on a different frequency of how often they intersect with reality. But it's all getting there, and, you know, we really, really appreciate that gift that you've given everyone and that you keep shining that light on it. You know, it's been a really big deal. But I want to clarify this also. Alice is saying Global's credit card is only going to be virtual from here on out. There's all this big argument, Anna. It's going to be a card coming out. It's going to be virtual. It's only going to be a QR code. It's going to be digital. Please, can you clear that up for everybody?
Look, folks, we have to come up with a solution that was going to be applicable anywhere on earth for anybody that couldn't be attached unduly to a piece of plastic or a telephone. Okay? So what they have is an app that you'll be able to have on your telephone. And that app will generate the QR codes that you need to buy things. Okay? And it will be as simple as what you now do with your credit card. Now, over time, you'll get credit cards issued. And that, you know, they'll be prepaid credit cards. Blow. So we had to come up with something that was faster, quicker, more universal, something that could be put into actual action now. And so we also have the QRC code capability in a phone app. So anybody who has a phone, you're golden. If you don't have a phone and you have somebody else's permission, you can get a line attached to their phone and use that just as well. You know, if mom has a phone. One of the problems that we have is people want to get accounts and cards for their kids. Well, strictly speaking, in the land and soil jurisdiction, children aren't of age until they're 21. They can sign up, but they can't have control of their money until they're 21. Okay. They can get an ID card, under the name of their guardian, their parents, or their actual guardian until they're of age, right? But we don't. Eventually, they'll all have their accounts, and eventually it'll all get caught up and accounted for. But right now, the big thrust is to get all the adults signed up with their ability to access, and then they will are expected to take care of their kids. I mean, if you've only got so much time and you've only got so many resources and you're driving toward making sure everybody's fed and sheltered and warm, that you pay attention to getting the grown-ups their cards first and getting their QRC code, getting their accounts first. That doesn't mean that the kids won't get stipends. It doesn't mean that the kids won't have ID cards or anything like that. It just means the focus is on the adults at this point. So,
What a lot of people think about, Anna, is that there's a lot of separated families. And so, you know, like a father who is declared and the mother is not declared, and then they share custody, and he wants to make sure his son or daughter has access, and he currently might have a credit card in their name for them that mom isn't supposed to use because it's ridiculous, but maybe that's an issue. Those are the kind of things that they're caught up with, and I think that hopefully there's going to be kind of a stepping out thing, isn't it? It's not like the central banks are going away 100% or anything like that. It's going to be that it's the bilateral banking system and their, I mean, there's going to be these different banking systems. Is this true? Right? Like,
well, I don't think that the maritime banks are ultimately all going to disappear, but a great many of them will be lawfully converted.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so the maritime banks will be dealing with maritime contracts, real ones, instead of phony maritime contracts.
nobody really comes back to last week instead of, you know, phony assets. So I have to fill with prepaid credit that's already been earned.
Right.
They won't be making their money off of the usury selling somebody's credit back to them.
Yeah.
So a lot of these schemes are going to go away, and a lot of institutions are going to undergo a change in jurisdiction and management, for sure. But, we're looking at this in terms of a safety net. We're looking at it in terms of getting the most relief out to as many people as possible in as many places on Earth as possible, mm-hmm. so that we don't have mass starvation, we don't have mass tents, we don't have disasters that are preventable, you know?
Right. So that makes everybody responsible for their neighbors and their community.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody that has a card will have the moral duty to be there and help take care of people who are just, you know, slower waking up and don't have the capability of accessing credit or prepaid credit as it stands.
Right. You know, Outlaws Game Room, whoever this is saying they tried to log into Global and they're locked out and they're using the right login and password. And you know what's interesting? I've heard this from at least five people that I know. And, I mean, that I just happen to know who they are. I wonder if they're having, like, some glitchy issues or something as they're doing this, and I don't know if you're aware of it. But
if you don't check in every week or so, then at a certain point, the account will trigger as dormant.
Okay.
So, you know, you probably just didn't check into your account and any time in the last 6 months or something, you know, just suddenly decide, oh, I've got to check in today. And it flagged it and said, hey, this account hasn't been checked in 6 months.
Mm.
It will just automatically shut down and you'll have to get it reset.
So I wonder if they can email, they should probably just email them and just say, SOS, I didn't know I was supposed to be logging in. And I wasn't doing it out, you know.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt. But if you can see why, because if you're not regularly checking in on your account, number one, you don't know when you receive this person. Mm-hmm. Number two, you don't know who's online as a vendor, which is another important part. We need to be supporting our vendors because these are the people that support us. And if you're looking for a way to trade,
Hey, Alice over here is saying they got to clear their cache, I think is what she means, to fix it. And Alice, if I'm saying that wrong, then say something else so we can know what the actual truth is. If all they got to do is clear their cache, that'll be great. We can tell some people to fix it because I know definitely just five people I know said the same thing. So if that can fix it, that's awesome. We can, like, help a bunch of people.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, don't forget our vendors. If you want to trade AFC, they're ready to trade AFC for the goods and services that they provide.
How do you find them? Because, like, I'm a vendor on there, but I don't even know how to use my own vendor account, actually.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to flag Hunt down and tell him he needs to do some footwork to get the vendor system out, because there is an entire vendor system.
Yeah, I've got an account.
Yeah, I mean, I want to use it. I will.
Yeah, me too.
I would love to use it. So, like, if there's a way to use it, I want to use it.
Yep, I agree.
So, you know, we start trading our own AFP for goods and services. And there's no reason why not to. I mean, otherwise, you just stuck using the same old worthless crap.
IOUs, yeah. You know, an AFD is basically gold. I mean, that's effectively what an AFD is gold, one-tenth of an ounce, right?
Right.
So why would you not want to accept that versus a worthless piece of paper?
I want to use it, but I have to also cover it until I can actually use it. That's a different problem, but, you know.
Yeah, that's called, that's the commerce term called cash flow.
Yeah, I mean cash flow. But, yeah, if you're actually producing it on your own farm by yourself and you don't need that cash flow.
Yeah, right. You're not churning the product. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you can do probably about as much as you can do for barter in that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I have some people who I do actually barter exchanges with that I can do that with. So that would be wonderful. And one last thing, Callie Michelson wants to know, you said something about August 1st, and then you said early August.
Anytime after August 1st.
Okay, so she doesn't really know.
We don't have an exact date for the postman, because we don't know for sure when the Federal Reserve Note is going by. If you think about it, realize that the value of the AFP goes up and down every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day a new value is posted. Today it's 329.19. So that's what you trade at and close out at if the FRN went away today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But every day it's different. Tomorrow it might be more, tomorrow it might be less. And it's going to be on the day that the FRN goes bye-bye, whatever the exchange rate of gold is on that day, you'll get 1/10 of an ounce for every FRN that you put in the vault.
But let's just make this plain and clear. AFD can't convert to FRN. They can only convert to actual, like, the dollar, like the silver dollar.
Or
because you can't convert gold to a reserve note, right, Anna?
We can. Americans can. But we have to convert it into silver before we can make that conversion.
Well, what I'm saying is a lot of folks aren't comprehending that you can't lawfully convert those fake FRNs, you know, versus, like, the American, like, the dollar, like, the actual silver dollar.
You can convert AFD into actual silver dollars because there is a known amount of an ounce of silver and a known amount for an ounce of gold, right?
Right.
And the reason that the Federal Reserve Note ever even became the world reserve currency is that we are the only ones that have that connection, that exchange rate between the fiat world and the asset-backed world.
Because of the silver dollar.
Right, because it is pegged against the U.S. dollar, the United States silver dollar.
Yeah, so USD, FRN, and AFD are three items.
Yes.
But a lot of people, I'm saying to you, Anna, don't know that. They think the FRN and the USD is interchangeable.
Hey, everybody, I'm going to stop it right there. I'll give you guys a link to this video so you can watch the rest of it. She does go in more about, the AFDs and a bunch of other stuff. What my thought is, the whole thing from listening to this and other things when I was talking to Anna, is as soon as the vault is actually closed, which is supposed to be here soon, once it's closed, then our accounts are supposed to get opened kind of at the same time as the money that we have today actually crashes. That's my thought about it, but I'm not sure. Does anybody else have any insight or questions or whatever about what we just seen or heard? Does anybody have any questions or?
Actually, may I? Michelle Martinez.
Go ahead.
Yes, I think what's really kind of just confusing with everything is that there's sort of answers everywhere. Like I go to Neethi's podcast quite a bit, and I actually, as soon as I hadn't finished it, so I'm gonna go back and rewatch it. But there just seems like there's because I've tried to get a hold of the banking people for a while now on because some like my mom's account or my sister's, there's missing parts of it, and you try to talk to them and no one answers you, and it's been months. And I think that's where a lot of the confusion is. It seems like some people know a lot of things and others just, we are simply in the dark. I don't know, is anybody else having that issue?
I've heard that too about quite a few people. It's like, I've had a few people that there are certain things when they log into their accounts is not open or they can't get to it or different things. I have actually talked to Paula, and I forgot the other lady's name, that are the representatives to Global, and they can fix some things on your account. But just like everybody else, including myself, we just want to know, when are we really going to get access to it? When is this app going to be available to where we can put it on our phone so we can start using the money? Nobody really says, but it is all built on this vault going away and the FRN's pretty much crashing, and then that money will be released, but who knows when that is.
Yep, exactly. Yep. A little lost.
Yeah, it's everybody's confused right now, and I know everybody needs help. There's a lot of people that are, you know, like living dollar to dollar, check to check, or whatever you want to say about it. And, you know, it's, we all want this money to come out so everybody can, you know, feel safe, you know what I'm saying, have something. And then people can help even more in the assembly because they'll have the time. You don't have to worry about the money. So, yeah, I don't know. Does anybody else have any thoughts or want to say anything?
This is Carolyn.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm really bad off. I'm like $180 in the hole for my rent that I got to pay tomorrow. So what I wanted to say, though, is Anna said that we would have it by October. But I'm wondering if she should have even said that.
Well, if you go from the timeline that she just talked about in this video, that...
I couldn't hear it. It was not audible for me, so...
Okay. Anyway, sometime this month or whatever, they're going to close the vault, and then that will... the whole thing from the beginning, the vault has to go away before the money is released, and she said that the money would be released before October. And, you know, we're getting close to there. You know, it's like, what do we got, a month
there?
August, September. Yeah, we only got 2 months left.
We'll get it on my birthday.
Yeah, it's just like everybody's waiting. And like I said, as I get information or I find things or, you know, Anna tells me things, I will bring it to you guys. I'll share whatever I can get. Because I know everybody is, you know, hurting and they need the money. And, you know, this is one thing that's been promised to us. And, you know, it's, you know, I'm one of those people too. I hope it happens, and I hope it happens before October because, yeah, you know, the economy is getting bad.
We'd all love to be doing more. I mean, I'm a total complete wreck just trying to keep up, you know.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's hard. It's so hard, you know. And mm-hmm. And you know, I know everybody's got such a big heart. We're just really, my heart is aching for other people that are not able to maintain too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so I didn't hear what was going on. So how did she say that we were going to be accessing it? Can you explain that?
There's going to be an app that you put on your phone.
I have that.
And the app will actually generate the QR code. So I said if you go to, like, Home Depot, and you want to buy something, you would generate a QR code for Home Depot for what you want to buy. They would scan it, and you would pay for it.
Okay,
so that's,
well, how would you, I think the first thing on my plate is buying a place to live.
But again, I mean, if you can create the QR code for the for that person or wherever that you're renting or whatever, or even buying a home, because you'd have enough money, you know,
yes,
they would scan it and buy it. Okay?
So that's what you do. They would just scan your QR code?
Yeah, you would create a QR code for them in the app, and then they would scan that to pay off or to pay for whatever you're looking for or you're buying.
Okay. Okay,
that's what I got out of what's going on.
I'm getting hate mail on my car. I've gotten three letters that are really derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
Can't figure out who did it, so that's great.
Yeah.
I'm supporting a rapist, as they say, and I'm a horrible person, and people are going to die because they're not going to have food. Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Trump, you know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Martinez, you have your hand up. You want to say something?
Yes, Michelle Martinez. Again, are we going to, just because I could hear folks that, you know, with all the confusion and everything, is there going to be for our assembly maybe a point of contact for all of us, maybe a schedule or a emergency meeting when the money does come out so that everybody's on the same page and knows how to work it? That way we can all start using amongst each other as well to just understand how to work this new pay system, because there's just not a lot of instruction on that either, you know? Because there's going to be a lot of people left out in the cold, and they're just not going to know what to do. And you know what I mean? Like a point of contact or a rallying session or something, you know, when this comes out for us, for our assembly.
Yeah. Soon as I get any kind of information like that, I will do a special meeting. Everybody will get an email. I send out emails to everybody in the assembly. I will do a special meeting for banking only type thing so that we can actually discuss that, because I should be able to get all that information. And as soon as I get it, you guys will know.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, that's my goal, is to help as many as I can. And the only way to do it is as soon as I know, you guys will know, you know.
Yep. Okay, I just wanted to... I definitely don't want everybody struggling, left out. You know, we got to help our guys get sorted out as quickly as possible when it happens.
I agree.
All right. Thank you. I yield.
Thank you. Anybody else want to say anything? Okay. If we don't have anything else on that, I'm going to stop sharing, because that way we could, hang on a minute. Okay. So anyway, the next thing that we're going to be working on also too is the basically getting people's 928s and building the dual assembly. Right now, Tamara is working on the org chart, trying to get live information from the people up north. And from what we're doing, we're actually going to do a verify of everybody to make sure that they still want to do the positions they're doing, and, you know, that we're basically moving forward on building assembly. Because as soon as the money does come out or whatever, we really need, because that means that the de facto is going to crash, and when it crashes, we're going to need to get our government up and running as quick as we can. So, you know, I don't know, Tamara, you want to say anything about what you're trying to do? Or?
Yes, I have sent out a email to Sue. So we're going to have an international business meeting and to go over all the paperwork, so we're all on track. And then I will be calling the people again and send an email. I will also be sending an email to the positions that are already filled on our paperwork, just to verify that they still would like to do the position, and if they understand what it entails. But right now, I am just waiting for the meeting so I can be present and see what they have on the paperwork also.
Thank you, Damara. The next thing on the agenda is I put out some information about doing pre-postal, you know, like so you can mail things and whatever and it's free. I will also include in this, you know, in the minutes or whatever, the information. So if you want to do it, there's been people that did it and it works, and they can mail things, priority mail, with, and it's free. So that's another way that we can, you know, if you need to mail something or whatever, we can save some money by using that. And then the other thing is we actually need to get more and more people involved in assembly. I mean, we're starting to do better now. The meetings are getting better and we're getting more information. But again, we need to start building as much as we can to be ready, you know, when the de facto actually takes a collapse. The last thing I have on the deal, Denise wanted to talk about this Egan Pan or whatever. I can't say his name. Denise, you want to talk about that guy?
Hi, everybody. It's Denise. I was hoping Alexei was going to be able to make the meeting today, and I see that he's here. So, Alexei, turn on your...
I'm here.
Microphone. We're very fortunate in that our deputy sheriff, Alexei Kulikov, he is a member of the Eugene Pang think tank, which meets every day from 8 to 10 normally. Great ideas about debt remedy, how to do it. Eugene is a master class teacher to all the assembly people, and Alexei is one of his greatest students. Well, what happened was Eugene was assisting an ASN in a Pennsylvania court, and the judge told him to, you know, quiet. He couldn't be assisting the person, and then she said that she was going to, you know, have him removed from the court. So she had him kidnapped and also charged him with the Patriot Act, allegedly terrorism. Now, I'm looking into this, but I know that the Patriot Act has been suspended, so I think that that would be kind of an interesting twist for her to know. And then additionally, Alexei put out a fabulous letter that we can all personalize and write to the notary. So you send it to a notary, but before I turn it over to Alexei, what I found out is that if you are in a position where you're dealing with a court and you would like to have a witness, then you designate a notary public. And this is a de facto notary public because we don't have our public notaries up and running yet. And then if they will accept your documents for you, then that is a form of witness testimony. So, Alexei, take it away.
You got it. Can everybody hear me okay?
Sure can.
Okay, so an update on that is we have also formulated a new combination of letters to follow the letters that we sent, and basically what we're doing is the first group of letters that we sent out stated that we understand that you know, Eugene Pang is being held without due process. He's also being held in violation of his constitutional rights and a couple other things, and then the second group of letters says if he's not given the writ of habeas corpus to get his body out of surety from prison there within 24 hours of receipt of the letter, then we are going to be reporting you to the IRS, which is going to be, you know, going over your records as a suspected tax.
Alexei, can you please repeat that last from suspected, because you cut out, sorry.
Alexei,
can you hear us okay? Shoot, he may have a bad connection. Hopefully he'll be reconnected and can update us on what we need to do. But I just urge everybody, and this is, I kind of just, you know, stop doing all other outreach right now. We need to help Eugene. But in the process of assisting Eugene, we increase our own knowledge. So this plays into something else that I'm doing. And Alexa, if you can hear me, just dive right in. I'll discuss this other thing until you can get back. But for outreach, we are working on a lawful library. And in the chat, I put in just kind of like a little featurette on right to travel. And it's very thorough. It also has a lot of information on if you purchase a new car, how to purchase a new car with a UCC-1 so that you do not have to pay for the loan. And the key there is to not allow the dealership to register it. You actually tow it from the dealership to your location. But there's a lot of information in the chat, and I put it all there. And it starts with right to travel, Trezevant versus City of Tampa. And if you just go and scrape all that copy, put it in play for yourself, you'll be able to get that information. And particularly the audio guide to the traffic stop, that was excellent. And then lastly, the Sheriff Groves Assembly after traffic stop with LEO protocols. So that was super critical. And one of the things, when you do have a right to travel traffic stop, you want to be able to, you're not arguing with them, but you would like to create hesitation on their side if they're giving you some kind of, you know, flack about having a Z plate or not having a plate or not having a DL. And some of the questions are, you know, you can bypass their theoretical arguments by asking a question such as, officer, does your oath require you to detain an American without charges? Or number two, are you aware detaining a living soul creates a liability for you and the government? So these are the types of things, and you can just print all this out, have it at your disposal, and hopefully they'll just give you back your credential and you'll be on your way. If you have to go farther than that, in the chat is some more info on the lawful library that we're building for Model County. I yield.
Thank you, Denise. Alexi, did you come back?
I'm sorry. Well, hopefully we'll get an update. Maybe, Rocky, when you send out the minutes, by then Alexei can give us those new letters that they sent out, because we all need this. Keep this in your lawful library, please. Very important.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just send you the updated letters. That's what I'm going to do. I'll send the updated letters to you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, that was the last thing I really had on the meeting agenda right now. If there's any kind of new business or anything that somebody else wants to talk about, the floor is open for you right now.
Well, if no one else has anything, I do have a couple things. I put in the chat our Model County checklist. And this is, we're about halfway done with it. Rocky's done an amazing job with our website. What I'm doing for counties as a model county is just building a kind of a quick link tree and how this will benefit other counties in all the 3,150 counties is they'll be able to just take that link tree and it's a template that they can use and get up and running quickly as an assembly, so that they have a point of a rallying point instead of putting too much time into a website. For my committee reports, I don't have anything going with oversight or outreach except the Eugene Pang letters at the moment. for banking. I did find out that all the vendor accounts, and I put this in the chat when Anna was talking about the vendor accounts. So what she didn't realize was that all the vendor accounts had been erased, and that if you had a vendor account, and I had two, they were also erased. Luckily, I didn't put any money in to promote them, but I'm going to have to reload all my data and information to create new vendor accounts, and everyone else can do that. That portal should be open around Labor Day. I did find out that through PKTF that they are hoping that we'll take and run with it a public safety committee, and that's something that's I've got the description and everything, and I can send it to you, Rocky, if anybody would like to be working on the public safety committee. And it has information for militia, and militia is a branch to and with the sheriffs. So I can send that along.
Okay.
And Tamara, I'm interested in your international business meeting. Please let me know how that's going, and you know, if I can assist in any way, I'd like to know what's happening there. I yield.
I will. Well, we should all be a part of it. But absolutely, I will let everyone know.
Okay.
I'd like to clarify a little bit to everybody. Tamara is a co-coordinator with the state, too, and she's working on a lot of other things. You know, all of us coordinators have been really busy. So right now in the state, we have Sue and me, and Tamara is the coordinators. So if there's anything you need to talk to a coordinator, you can contact any one of us. Is there any more questions for anybody? Or want to bring up something?
Yeah, Rocky, I do have a question in regards to the letter that Sue put out about 2 weeks ago in regards to the health, denying the health. Can you elaborate on that, please? I yield.
Denying the health? Oh, you mean it's the WHO?
Yes.
The WHO letter. Yeah, basically the Anna wanted everybody, all the assemblies, to send out a letter to the WHO rejecting their offer to do our medical whatever. And so I got all that information from Anna, and I actually created the letter. Well, I didn't create the letter, but I got the letter from Denise, which came from Anna and some of the other assemblies. And I sent one out, and at the time that I sent the letter out, then Sue tried to start talking about sending one out too. And as far as I know, they did send one out too. They had a vote for everybody. They said it was 30-1 to send it out. There wasn't enough time for everybody. Like, there was no time really, because I only had like a day once I got the information to get it out. And it wasn't time to get it, actually a meeting to have everybody vote on it. Sue did it and then mailed it the next day. That's as far as what I know on it, unless you want other information.
No, that's it. Thank you. And I also have a question for Alexei. In regards to that process that you're working with to release Eugene, have you considered actually creating a letter for a petition from every ASN members? Because after I read it, my thoughts on that, because it will help everybody in 50 states, if that happens to anybody, that we need to actually create a letter of petition and then have every ASN members to actually petition that letter to send to that particular state and court.
Correct. Yeah, we are working on that. And as we're going through the process, we're kind of refining all of our letters that we're writing. So I'll keep everyone up to date. I'll send both Rocky and Denise the updated template letters that we're working on. I yield.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. If I don't hear any, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Aye.
I hereby move the motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
Okay, everybody say aye that wants to adjourn.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you all for coming to the meeting, whatever. I hope you got enough information from what I was able to get. I will get more to you as I go.
Thank you, Rocky.
Thank you, Rocky. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night, everybody.